27, which I read, may the Lord bless the reading of his word. He says, but the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is true, and is no lie. And even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. This is confirmed by the book of John 14, verse 26 as well, which says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, and whatsoever I have said to you, he shall bring to your remembrance. So let's lay the emphasis there is, he shall teach you all things. So that is one of the duty of the Holy Ghost, that he will be your personal tutor. The book of John, 1 John 2:27 says that you need no man to teach you. Again, but that the Holy Spirit will be your guide, your tutor, will teach you everything that you need to know. And that is very important in the body of Christ, because, you know, the knowledge of life is so vast that it cannot be accommodated in just one man. For now, it cannot. It's maybe because of our infirmities, or maybe because of our presuppositions, or our nature seems that our life is at the moment about 120 years. We have not attained that eternal, that everlasting life here on earth in the flesh. We have not been able to attain it, but we hold on to it by faith that is going to happen one day. So because of that, the knowledge has been given, has been distributed to every one of us by the Holy Spirit. So what has the Holy Spirit taught you? What is the portion? What portion of the puzzle or you hold of the knowledge of life that the Holy Spirit has given or has taught you, so that you'll be able to bring it forth for the edification of the general body of Christ, that we may begin to attain life as God intended it from the beginning. So I have a piece of the puzzle of the knowledge of life by the Holy Ghost, from what the Holy Ghost taught me. And P. David have a piece of that puzzle of knowledge as well. And P. John and P. Emmanuel, and everyone that are named by the name of Christ in this generation, we all have that piece of puzzle because of this very verse, because of this very thing that the Lord has done, giving us a Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, which teaches us all things. So this makes it possible for us to have our own personal experiences of the teaching of the Holy Ghost. So what is your own personal experience? This is what we are going to talk about just going to mention three. I know everyone have their own personal experiences, especially in this dispensation of time. What is the Holy Ghost teaching you? What is the Holy Ghost telling you in this time? What is the order of the day? I hope that you can all hear me. I think I'm gonna take maybe the next 10 minutes, then we close. Okay, just have a prayer. Just gonna be a short one. My own personal experience, in no particular order, is first that my own personal experience, the first one is that ever since the fall of man, God has never left him to fend for himself. That is the first of my own personal experience, the knowledge, what the Holy Ghost is teaching me, is telling me about the creation, about the works of God, that ever since man fell in the Garden of Eden, that God has never left him by himself to fend for himself against his foes, against his enemies. What that means is that God has been with mankind in wherever they might be scattered, in wherever they might be, no matter how small they are, God has always been in their presence, working salvation to bring all men back to life. That is my first experience, what the Holy Ghost has taught me. And which is also a comfort, taking into consideration what actually happened in the garden. It was a mess, actually. It wasn't the intention of God that man should go the way it went. So having that knowledge now, Holy Ghost teaching me that God has never left man. Ever since then, he's been in the midst of man, working salvation. It's a comfort to me. Praise the Lord. So that means that God's work of salvation has always been present in all cultures and in all generations of man, from the fall to Christ. God has always been present amongst the people, although we might not notice that he's there. Just like Job said, that he passed by me, and I know I and I perceive him not. He has always been there. So in all traditions of peoples, in all communities of people, groups, whether in the city or in the villages or in the hinterlands, or amongst the forest dwellers that has never even had any contact with anyone. We used to hear stories about people in Amazon that they say that they never had contact with people. Even in the midst of those people, the presence of God is there, working salvation for all of mankind, to bring every man, everyone to Christ. Across all generations, even down to Christ. And Christ is that submission. So God has always been at work. That tells us that God has always been at work right from the beginning. Even that was confirmed by the Lord Jesus when he said, "My Father has always been working hitherto." If we check the book of John, chapter 5, verse 17, if anyone can read for us, Please, if anyone can just read for us, Book of John 5:17. I need two versions. One person can read one version, then another person can read another version, so we'll be able to understand.
King James Version. But Jesus answered them, "My Father worketh hitherto, and I work."
Yeah, hitherto is until now, my Father has been working. If somebody has another version, maybe international, the New International Version, can please read for us.
Other version is just KJV. What I have is KJV. What I have is KJV. I don't have any other special.
Let me read from NLT.
Okay.
NLT says, "But Jesus replied, My Father is always working, and so am I."
Yeah, my Father is always working, and so am I. So Jesus confirmed this, that the Lord God has always been in the generations, in all cultures, working salvation, even up to Christ. So that is the first, my first personal experience. The teaching, the word of the Holy Spirit. The second one is that God is in a haste to bring forth his children for them to be made manifest in the world. God is in a haste. It is a matter of urgency. You know, there's a place where he says that that children are as arrows in the hands of the father, and he that had his quivers filled shall be able to speak with his enemies at the gate. Yeah. So now God has had his quivers filled. Amen. Amen. This is, I think we can take an example from the story of Jacob, Israel, when he was returning from the services of Laban to meet his brother. The interactions that went on there is exactly the same thing that the Lord is pointing to us. He's bringing his children quickly to be made manifest, to inherit the world, to transform the world. The Holy Ghost is a very important part of it. And lastly, is that by the Holy Ghost, I have been made a piece in the puzzle of the knowledge that saves mankind. Every one of us, we are a piece of the puzzle. We are a piece in the puzzle of knowledge that saves mankind. Yeah, just like I said in the beginning, that everyone have this knowledge which the present generation is waiting for you, who's waiting to hear you. The instructions, the teaching that the Holy Spirit has given to you, the portion of the knowledge of life that you have of the Holy Spirit. The generation, this generation is waiting for you, is waiting to hear it, so that they might be able to walk in that knowledge and gain that piece of knowledge of life to add to what they have in order to build up, to increase in the knowledge of God and to the attainment of the life everlasting. So my brethren, these are the three experiences that I want to bring to us today. And I'm praying that God Almighty will continue to give us more and more, even as the day dawns for a brighter world. This we pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Yeah, that brings me to the end of, and it's already 41. So if